The Syrian Network for Human Rights recorded that 14,000 people have died in Syria torture prisons, be it from the torture prisons of Syria, the Myanmar genocide of the Rohingya, or the forced labor of North Korea. Human rights violations are a huge problem today, and everyone needs to work to stop them. I am Paul Emery, with Corbin Feener, and this is The Scars Left by Tyrannical Regimes.
Hello folks, my name is Corbin Feener. Before you engage in a conversation about a thing, it is important to have defined what that thing is. Though this podcast is all about human rights violations, a primary focus is torture. The UN and 161 countries define torture as any act by which severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted on a person for such purposes as obtaining from him, or a third person, information or a confession, punishing him from an act he or a third person has committed or is suspected of having committed, or intimidating or coercing him. The first place we are going to talk about is constantly oppressing their people is Syria. And knowing the lead up to the problems happening there, it's important to understanding the problems as they take place. After World War II, Syria was carved up by Western powers without regard for the many peoples and cultures inside it, increasing the probability of feuds and violence. Russia allied themselves with Syria in the Cold War, and needs them because of their warm water ports. Russia later helped Assad, who is the father of the current Assad in charge of Syria, take control of Syria as leader of the Ba'ath political party. In Syria, there is a segregation where the Alawite minority are supported by the government, and the Sunni majority are not. Nonviolent Sunni protests for democracy escalated with those people being imprisoned, which escalated to violent protests, which then escalated to the protesters and their progeny being killed and the families tortured. Horrible things are still happening in Syria. Assad uses poisonous gas on his own people to further discourage political dissent. He uses torture prisons, in which about 120,000 people are held captive, the forced to endure unthinkable experiences. In these prisons, people are shackled by their wrists, stuffed in tires, zapped with electricity, raped, burned with fossil fuels, forced to pretend to be animals, forced into tight areas where they have to stand for long periods of time, and deprived of sleep and food. Papers taken out of this country show that people high up in the Syrian government know about and want these things to happen, but the government continues to say they are not happening. Another place where human rights are a big issue is Myanmar. The NLD, the government in Myanmar, started getting rid of these places that allow for people to be represented in the government, so they have less say. As a result, the Myanmar government has taken on more of the despotic nature. Most of the people subject to the brunt of the government's wrath in Myanmar are the Rohingya, but Muslims in general are affected as well. In 2018, the government passed laws allowing the imprisonment for people political dissent, thereby taking away the freedoms of speech and liberty. In January, February, and March of 2018, the Myanmar government destroyed 34 or more Rohingya villages. In taking away their property, they would have taken away the right that they have to that property. 128,000 Muslims are in the concentration camps right now. Over 730,000 Rohingya have emigrated to the Bangladesh since 2017. The third place that we will discuss, one infamous for its low quality of life, is North Korea. In North Korea, Kim Jong-un wants complete political control. To do this, he wants as few rights for the people as possible. The police torture people in custody to instill fear. Because women don't have many rights, they are raped and sexually abused in a wide range of ways. Children are being forced to work on farms without pay, and on top of all this, if you are trying to leave the country because of how you are being persecuted, the government has tight borders and goes out to capture would-be immigrants, making it very difficult to escape.
Even though these situations may seem hopeless, there are still things that people can do. Things that you, the listener, can do. Russia vetoes steps taken against Syria in the UN Security Council, so the US can't accomplish its goals in Syria through the UN. On the national government scale, it is incredibly complicated and has no easy solution. Coming out of one of these places is a difficult road to travel. A refugee, to quote the poet Paul Simon, doesn't speak the language. He holds no currency. He is a foreign man. To help these people, you can donate to the UN Refugee Agency. If you feel like getting more involved, you can volunteer to organizations such as Amnesty International, Youth for Human Rights International, World Organization Against Torture, Human Rights Foundation, Human Rights Watch, International Committee of the Red Cross, or Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. All over the world, people's governments force them to go through things that no human being should have to go through. That may be the Sunni Muslims in Syria, the Rohingya of Myanmar, the civilians of North Korea, or another person or people that we have not named. Leave a positive impact on the world. Maybe you donate to a charity, or you encourage other people to who can.